brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 21, 2026. The governor has doubled the legal limit for pot, and a court has ruled against the Market Basket CEO. Partly cloudy, breezy, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:14 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Massachusetts adults can possess up to 2 ounces of cannabis for personal use, double the previous limit, under an overhaul of the state's recreational pot law signed by Governor Mara Healey on Sunday. The package of legislation signed by Healey, which was approved by lawmakers earlier this month, aims to improve state oversight of the maturing cannabis industry by streamlining the state agency that regulates growers, processors, and retailers. The new law shrinks the 5-member Cannabis Control Commission to a 3-member body, all of whom would be appointed by the governor. Under the previous law, board members are appointed by the governor, attorney general, and state treasurer. An article by Terry Date in the Salem News reports that Arthur Demoulas is out as leader of the 90-store Market Basket supermarket chain. Looking ahead, the chain's board says the majority shareholders, Demoulas' three sisters, are not selling the company. On Monday, Delaware's Court of Chancery ruled against Arthur Demoulas' challenge to his suspension last May and firing in September. Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, with the Recreation and Youth Services Center at 59 Lowe Street in Newburyport set for completion by the end of the year, Recreation and Youth Services is hosting a community conversation next month to lay out the vision for the department's first 5 years in the new building. The conversation takes place May 27 at the Newburyport Senior Community Center, beginning at 6 p.m. The department has been without a permanent home since 2021, when the boiler at its last location, the former Brown School, was deemed unusable. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
ItemLive.com reports as anticipation builds for the upcoming FIFA World Cup, Lynn City Councilors Jordan Avery and Cardelise Paez are working to ensure the city is prepared to benefit from the global event's economic and cultural impact, an effort they say they've been discussing since day one in the office. With nearby Boston and Foxborough set to host several matches, city leaders say Lynn is uniquely positioned to draw visitors, support small businesses, and bring residents together. Avery said the conversation is already underway, even as many details remain in development. Avery emphasized that early coordination has included meetings with local organizations, such as the North Shore Latino Business Association, the Lynn Chamber of Commerce, and other community groups. The goal, he said, is to align efforts and ensure small businesses are prepared to take advantage of increased foot traffic. And in the local news.news, Amy Palmer reports the Three Sisters Garden Project in Ipswich has received an outpouring of support from the community after its greenhouse was vandalized last Monday. Executive Director Liz Green and dozens of local farms, businesses, organizations, and individuals immediately offered their time and money to help the nonprofit. Roughly 20,000 seedlings, which included a variety of herbs and vegetables, were destroyed, amounting to thousands of dollars in damage. The seedlings were intended to feed low-income and food-insecure residents across the North Shore. Just 3 days after the destruction, Green said community members and complete strangers donated enough money to replace all that had been destroyed. She's quoted as saying, "It's so overwhelming. People care so much. They're immediately picking up the phone, sending notes, donating money. It's beyond what we could ever have thought." At least 10 area farms have reached out to help, and more than 100 individuals have donated to Three Sisters, according to Green. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.